Hello, here is Ana Maria. Welcome to our courses, the lessons that the blind people get know how we can use the voiceover, the screen reader that help us to navigate our phone. Let's hear a sample. I will touch and scroll down with one finger my screen. And you will hear Samantha speak all the items that I have on my screen. Let's start.
Clock, 22:50, calendar, front, Facebook, Messenger, two, social media folder, mail, for Google, YouTube, Zoom, App Store, draft pad.
I scroll down with one finger from the left side to the right side. As I do the same move, I go to a different kind of items.
And one, Netflix, Dropbox, Drive, camera.
You can hear that I have many applications. It depends on what I would like to do. We can speak with our friends with the application via application of Facebook, Messenger, Viber, WhatsApp. We can see movies on Netflix because in this application have it can read the subtitles for the movie, so we can hear what the man or the woman tells in the movie that is in the foreign language from ours.
Photos, maps,
and we have a many different kind of applications that are specific for the blind users and help us to do many things in our daily life. If we want to open an application, we just tap double in the screen.
Photos.
For example, if I want to open the photos, I just tap twice.
Alert, iCloud storage is full. Photos, upgrade storage, close button. Photos, date range, all photos, adjustable. Tab bar, selected, for you, tab, albums, search, tab.
And tell me all the photos that I have already taken. If I close
photos
and I would, for example, want to call a friend of mine, I found the phone.
Phone, one new item.
I tap once.
Phone, add button.
And it has many different tabs at the bottom of the screen. If I want to dial the number, I try to find the tab for the numbers.
Tab, contacts, keypad, voicemail, keypad.
The keypad. And here I hear all the numbers.
One, two.
I scroll down from the right to the left.
Three, four, five, six, five.
And the
four,
other time.
Three, two.
If I tap twice on number.
Two, three, three, two, two, one. One.
We can dial the number. If I want,
phone,
for example, to send a message, I go to the messages.
Dog, Safari, messages.
I tap twice.
Messages.
It opens.
Edit button. Messages. Heading. Compose button.
I find the compose button.
Two. Text field is editing.
And
insertion
here,
point at start.
You can hear that. It directly take us to the
new message. Cancel. But two. Text ETA.
To the text field.
Greek
that
letter, a Greek letter, o, Greek
is
letter.
Ready to take our message.
Add. Full stop. Return. Beta. New. Mu. Biography. Dictate. Button. Next keyboard. English. Next keyboard.
I have
English.
English.
G. Add. Full stop. Return. Next key. Dictate. Button.
And I push the dictate button. Hello, how are you? Question mark.
Inserted hello, how are you?
And directly it writes what I was dictate. This is the simple way of writing. We can also find the letters on the keyboard that they have at the bottom of the screen, but I think that it's easier and faster to just dictate all the phrases that we want to write. Then we have the button send.
Cancel. Up two. Cancel. New message. New message.
If we tap here.
Two. Text field is editing. Hello, how are you? It cancel. New message. New message. Cancel. Two. Add contact. Two. Text field
here.
Is edited. Insertion point at start.
In the text field of two, we are dialing
Lima.
The
numbers.
The number that we would like
Stickers,
to send.
7, 6, 6, 9, 9, 8, 8, 3, 3, 2, 2, 9, 9, 5, 5, 3, 3. Cancel. Button. New message. Cancel. 2. Text.
And then we find
Stickers, button,
the
message,
button.
Send.
Send.
Button.
We tap twice on the send button and it sends the message that we want. We have also Facebook, Messenger, is all the application that we use for our social media. We can use it with a voiceover. We can send emails, we can use the application that recognizes the color, if it's blue or white, the light, if it's switch on or switch off. We can photo ourselves and recognize our faces. And all of our friends, or take a photo outdoors and describe us the photo and what you can see. If we open this application that I described you here,
messages, phone, messages,
is
phone, photos, seeing AI,
the seeing AI. These applications, I will show you how we can recognize the colors.
Quick help. But take picture button.
Don't forget, I'm blind.
Channel. Channel. Adjustable. Handwriting. Preview. Handwriting. Light. Scene. Preview. Color. Blue.
Colors.
White. Gray.
I turn around.
Brown and gray.
My
red and brown
phone.
Gray.
And it can recognize the colors
white.
That I have around me. If I want to know if the light is switched on or switched off, I make the channel.
Channel, adjust scene, preview, light.
For the light. And it can recognize me if finds the light, does this sound, and if the light is off, it does like this. I hear the sound and I know if the light is on or off.
Channel adjustable. Handwriting preview. Handwriting preview. Light.
Let's see.
Scene preview. Color
for the
white.
Persons.
Currency. Person.
We change
switch
on
to
the
front camera.
Front camera.
Anna Maria near center. 1 foot away.
And says that I'm in front. I have inserted my name and I took some photos and now my phone can recognize me. It's like the Face ID. So, if I take a photo.
Channel. Switch to back. Face record. Take pic. Anna Maria near set. Take picture. Processing. 30-year-old woman with brown hair looking neutral.
And says my, how old am I? That I have brown hair and I look neutral to the camera. If I had glasses or I was together with another one person, it can recognize and said if one person, two persons, if they have, if they are older or a child, it can recognize everything. And also it can recognize the scene.
Close, button, anim, channel, Anna Maria near bottom edge, 1 foot currency, color, white, scene, preview.
Let's take the scene.
Channel, take picture, button, take, processing. Probably a laptop with a keyboard.
I took a photo of my computer and tells me that they have probably a laptop with a keyboard.
Close. Probably a laptop with a keyboard.
And it's right.
Close. Button.
So even
menu,
though
button.
We are blind, we can see. We can see with different kind of these applications that help us in our daily life. It's very important to us and to everyone that has lost his sight to get know about this application. That's why we make this kind of courses to give the possibility to all the people that they will get known about these courses to learn about the voiceover and be like everyone as a sighted person. It's very important and make us to feel more independent and equal to the other people, and I think that this is the most important.
Friday, January.
This is our lesson. Thank you very much for hearing us, and we hope that our next lessons be important and interesting such as this one. Bye bye.